Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Otherwise. Its continuing mission, to seek out new civilizations and new life, to blandly go where no one has gone before. Take it away, Captain Pickard.
That's pronounced Picard, Ensign Silly. I am French.
Gee, you don't sound French.
I assure you that I'm French.
Then why do you speak with an English accent?
I seem to be developing a headache. I'll just go lie down in the ready room. Please send Dr. Slasher and Counselor Toy to see me. I think they're in 9 backwards.
Okie dokie, Captain. Hello, Dr. Slasher, Counselor Toy. Captain Pickard would like you to come to see him. He's lying down in the ready room with a headache. That's our conflict for this episode.
I see. It must be a recurrence of the Andorian fever that threatened his life in episode 23.
No. I say it's symptomatic of his deep-seated loneliness of command that threatened his sanity in episode 25.
The problem is physical.
The problem is psychological.
I've saved his life more times than you have.
And I'm more compassionate.
Well, I'm a mother.
And I look better in a low-cut gown.
And I'm gonna punch your lights out.
Security to 9 backwards, immediately.
What's this? An opportunity for violence?
No. Counselor Toy and I were just having a disagreement. If you'll just buzz off, we'll finish our fight. I mean, our friendly disagreement.
No way. As they clank off, I'm the only one on this ship allowed to be surly and disagreeable. Now, in the interest of ending conversation, how would you like to learn about the ancient clank-off ritual?
I'm always interested in the cultures of other races, unlike others I could name.
I'm just as interested as you are. Please continue, Lieutenant Wolf.
Very well. I'm only too happy to do so. I will now demonstrate for you the ancient ritual of Kali Kichi Koo.
Oh, and what does that mean?
The rite of human sacrifice.
Well, gee, I'd like to stay, but I'd better pick up my tricorder and see to the captain.
I'll get my notes and be right with you.
Works every time.
Thanks, Lieutenant Wolf. Now, could you tell me where Commander Ranker is? You should be informed of this crisis.
I believe he's in his quarters. Left word he was not to be disturbed.
Too bad for him.
What the hell do you want?
It's a crisis, sir. It's Captain Pickard. He's...
Dead? Is he dead? Do I finally get to be captain of this rotten old tub?
No, sir, but he has a very bad headache.
Blast! Of course, it could develop into something more serious, couldn't it?
I guess so. Dr. Slasher and Counselor Toy have gone to see him.
Ah, then it will be something more serious. Those two will make sure of it.
Will, honey, come back to bed. All 6 of my feet are getting cold.
A word of advice to you, Ensign.
What's that, sir?
Never keep a woman with 4 arms and 3 breasts waiting. Now get down to engineering and inform Chief Engineer Morty and Lieutenant Commander Beta of this crisis.
The way I see it, Beta, we need a means to boost shield output by 50% for at least 10 minutes duration in an emergency.
What emergency?
I mean in case we ever have a real emergency.
In that case, I suggest we cross-circuit the dilithium bus bars through the Wilson-Phillips drive continuum while holding the opposing neutron flow in reverse polarity.
And what exactly does that mean, Beta?
Nothing. It is a pseudo-technical jargon I use around humans to convince them that as an android, I have a superior intellect. By the way, Morty, I consider you to be my best friend.
So you keep telling me, but I have a feeling we should have bought a VHS unit instead.
If I were human, I would feel insulted, but fortunately, as an android, I have no emotional reactions.
Says you. I saw the way you were coming onto that coffee machine at last year's Christmas party.
I was merely performing a level 1 diagnostic on her circuitry in case of an emergency.
What emergency?
Well, just in case we ever had a real emergency, the coffee machine would function flawlessly.
What good would that do us?
Shut up, best friend. Emergency! 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 Why is that coffee machine never around when I need her emotional support?
Hold it, Ensign Silly. What emergency?
Captain Pickard has a headache.
That's an emergency?
Dr. Slasher and Counselor Toy have gone to help him. Now, that is an emergency.
So what do we do now?
Well, eventually, after a lot of milling around in confusion, we'll have another meeting of the bridge crew and discuss why humanity is superior to all other life forms in the galaxy and why we're so angst-ridden because of our violent 20th century history. So you better have a lot of charts and diagrams to point to and a list of deep philosophical quotes handy for when it's time for your close-up. I already have those things ready at hand.
Oh, Captain's pet.
Jealous. I'll see you on the conference room in 15 minutes, and...
Run alert! All personnel report to battle stations. This is a real emergency.
Through the bridge.
Commander Riker, what has happened?
Well, she had raven dark hair, and her sensual proboscis was tickling my...
Not that. The emergency, you hormonal jerk.
Oh, that. Well, six ships suddenly appeared out of nowhere and englobed the otherwise. Now they are using pressor beams to push us into the heart of a nearby neutron star.
But we are Federation starship. Who would wish us harm?
Only almost any other life form in the galaxy who resents our superior and smugly condescending attitude toward them and their planetary cultures.
Then the possibilities are almost endless.
A report on weapon status, sir.
Go ahead, Mr. Wolf.
Photon torpedoes are useless. Phaser banks are useless. Special secret weapons we've never had a chance to mention before are useless. Also, all propulsion systems are dead, and the enemy won't even answer our hails.
Perhaps we neglected to say Mother May I?
Shut up, Beta.
Hello, Counselor Toy. What can you tell us, empathically that is, about the enemy?
Tell us what they're feeling. Tell us what they're feeling. Is that all anybody on this ship can say? Doesn't anyone appreciate me for my professional skills and accomplishments? Does anyone ever compliment me on a new hairdo? No. All you want me to do is peep into other people's minds. A ship full of voyeurs, that's what this is.
So, what can you tell us about the enemy?
They are highly intelligent and they really don't like us.
That's all?
What do you want for free, a personality profile?
Nice hairdo, Counselor Toy.
Shut up, Beta.
Where's Captain Pickard?
Still with Dr. Slasher. She's trying a new drug therapy on his headache.
Was it working?
I'm not sure. They left for his private quarters to continue the treatment.
I wonder if even that can make the captain smile.
All right, crew. What's the status of this emergency?
Wait, John Luck. I haven't certified you fit for duty yet.
Well, am I?
Let me run a few more tests on you.
I couldn't take that right now.
Party pooper.
Unidentified ships have surrounded us and are forcing us into the heart of a neutron star where we will perish horribly.
Perhaps we merely misunderstand their intentions. They may be trying to help us.
By pushing us into a neutron star?
Well, I... Lieutenant Wolf, open a channel to the enemy vessel.
Yes, sir. Channel open, sir.
Already. Unidentified vessel. This is Captain John Luck Picard of the Federation ship Otherwise.
Well, la-di-da. And we are unidentified. We know exactly who we are. You are the one in ignorance of the situation.
Have we in some way offended against your cultural taboos?
No.
Have we in some way invaded a restricted military area?
No.
Then why are you pushing us into the heart of a neutron star?
To kill you, of course. You're not very bright, are you?
But that's a naked act of aggression.
You said it. Want to see another?
At least tell us who you are.
Oh, all right. We are the scriptwriters.
We're doomed.
Diana, can you tell me what I'm thinking right now?
That's no trick. Any woman can tell what you're thinking all the time.
Okay. Then how about I meet you in a few minutes on Holodeck 3?
Finally. It's party time.
Will, what are you doing?
Initiating emergency plan Alpha Sigma Bravo 2.
What is that?
When doomed, party till you cack. Go out with a smile. See you around, Captain.
That's mutiny.
That's right. What are you going to do about it?
You're all on report.
Boy, am I scared.
Let's go, everybody. The champagne is going flat.
Well, Beta, that leaves only you and I to see our duty through to the end.
That's only because I'm programmed to follow your orders blindly. Otherwise, I would be at the party.
Oh, well, I'll take what I can get. We'll just stand bravely here on the bridge while the neutron star looms to engulf us, comes ever closer.
Yes, sir. By the way, Captain, nice hairdo.
Shut up, Beta.